Companies across the nation are seeing their profits eaten up by high health care costs, so they're getting more insistent about having employees who are not expensive to insure. Andrew Cirio is a longtime health care consultant and insurance broker in the Milwaukee area. He says Wisconsin companies are generally using incentives to convince employees to exercise, eat well, and avoid tobacco and alcohol. However, Cirio predicts if that doesn't work, companies will abandon the carrot approach and start using the stick.
I fully expect that you will see increased premiums for smokers, or in some cases, employers saying to employees, I will not offer insurance to you if you're a smoker.
Wisconsin's fair employment law prohibits discrimination based on employees' use of lawful products away from work. Michigan did not have such a law at the time 4 private workers were fired for refusing a company smoking test. Wisconsin's 1992 law was originally written with tobacco in mind, but Leanne Ware with the state's Equal Rights Division says the law was expanded to prohibit companies from cracking down on employees for other lifestyle choices.
Well, I mean, it can involve any lawful products. I suppose somebody could say, you know, donuts.
Ware does not know of any Wisconsin company which has gone to that extreme in regulating employee health, but she says the Department of Workforce Development does hear other complaints from employees.
Well, we have gotten calls from people who have been concerned because of mandatory wellness type programs where employers say, you know, if you'll join certain types of groups to assist in healthier lifestyles, that then you'll have a lower premium on your health insurance.
Other employers use questionnaires to assess worker health habits. Ware says this is not addressed in the state's fair employment law. Cirio, who runs Healthcare System Consultants, says companies trying to have the healthiest workers possible may find it backfire. He says workers care about health insurance as much as salary, and tough workplace policies, which might be considered intrusions into private life, may be hard to enforce if there's a labor shortage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.